The Trump administration says it's considering using military bases and other federally owned facilities on the West Coast to move and store coal. That's not settling well with California's leaders, who have pushed back against the private sector's attempts to build new port facilities for coal. For more on the plan, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to speak with Daniel Kamen, a professor of energy at UC Berkeley and science envoy for the U.S. State Department. Thanks very much for talking to us today. How did this come to pass?
Well, I really wish I knew. I mean, it sounds like it's another piece of commentary out of the Trump alternate reality world, because we aren't seeing these exports going up right now. And in fact, more and more of those Asian potential clients are turning away from fossil fuels as they listen to the climate report, as they look at the economics of renewables. So it does seem like it's something pulled out of the playing to Trump's base again.
So there is the climate risk. What about other risks of storing this stuff, shipping it here and storing it?
Well, there aren't that many risks of shipping and storing it. We certainly move fossil fuels around all the time. The real question is that this is a effort that would require billions of dollars of investment to take over part of UC's military bases to export coal and natural gas. And that, I guess, is something in the category of building Trump's wall. Billions of dollars required up front for markets overseas that are, if anything, uncertain.
And who would pay for this?
Well, I'm assuming it's going to be you or I. I don't see too many calls for the military jumping at it. In fact, the Joint Chiefs of Staff issued a report in late 2016 highlighting how climate change was the biggest risk they saw them facing. And so I hardly think that devoting bases to be export terminals would be too popular with the military. But of course, I'm not in those meetings.
And can the administration at least say, oh, well, look at all the jobs we'll provide for you guys?
Well, they certainly can point to that. I mean, there is a definite, there's lots of jobs involved in building this physically. Of course, most of the reports that come out of California and other places have found that the job benefits for building renewable energy systems and efficiency are actually quite a bit higher per dollar invested. And so you could push for it. It wouldn't be the best return on your jobs investment, but that wouldn't surprise me given this administration.
So what could California, Oregon, Washington do to stop the plan?
Well, the biggest feature is that they can permit or not these new oil and gas export terminals. And we've seen bitter political fights over coal export terminals in Washington state. It has not been tried in Alaska yet. California would be very unlikely to permit it. But anything is certainly possible in terms of trying to induce communities to accept them. But we have not seen that acceptance in the West Coast particularly much recently.
Would something like this end up in the court?
I would expect so, although I really think before the courts it's likely to be, you have to look at these price tags. I mean, these terminals cost billions of dollars, and you really have to have a very short export market before you'd want to go ahead on that.
Okay. Thanks for talking to us. Appreciate the time. That's Daniel Kamen, professor of energy at UC Berkeley, science envoy also for the U.S. State Department.